Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Less than 24 hours before the start of Penn State's 2012 season, we'll have the play-by-play voice of the Ohio Bobcats on the program today. In addition, we'll get you ready with all the latest news from State College. Talk about some of the other college games going up. Bucknell has the week off this week. That is their bye week. They will be back in action to start the season next Saturday on the road in Poughkeepsie, taking on the Red Foxes of Marist. That'll be a night game in Poughkeepsie. We'll have more about that next week. Matter of fact, next Friday, Fridays after that, Joe Susan of the Bucknell Bison, the head coach of the Bison, will join us here on the program as well. But it is College Day. Yesterday we spent the biggest part of the broadcast talking about high school football, getting you ready for those games coming up tonight. And as Steve said, you should be ready to roll now. You have all the information you need. You are set to go out to those games later on tonight. And we're getting word that traffic is rather backed up, as you would expect on the holiday weekend, both in Lewisburg on Route 15, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and Shamokin Dam, and Route 11 Northumberland also seeing some delays. So head out to those high school football games as early as you can later on tonight. But again, the college football season getting underway, actually officially got underway last night. But tonight it'll be Boise taking on Michigan State. That's an 8 o'clock start, number 13 Michigan State and number 24 Boise. Later on tonight, Stanford will be in action. And then tomorrow, the full slate of action throughout the day, as we said, starting with here on WKOK, the Penn State Nittany Lions tailgate show, by the way, gets underway tomorrow at 10:30. Kickoff from Beaver Stadium is set for noon. So that's a rundown of a brief look at some of the things coming up for later on in the day tomorrow, and a preview of what's coming up here this afternoon on the Steve Jones Show. Couple of games happening last night. Steve will get us updated on that as well, and we'll have all that for you coming up in just a few minutes. The Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. They are the beverage supermarket. Pickles and Olives coming back here very soon. That'll make me very happy. But they have an outstanding deal coming up for the weekend and the holiday weekend. You don't want to be without a stop at Brewers Outlet. They'll tell you more about it in just a moment.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
The car company that helped build America is once again America's number one brand.
Announcing the Labor Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors with great deals for hardworking people like you. From now through September 1st, get a brand new Ford with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $2,000 Labor Day bonus cash on a Ford Escape, Focus, Fiesta, Edge, Fusion, Flex, or Mustang, and $3,500 on built-tough Ford trucks, F-150 and Super Duty during this limited limited time offer, everything is on sale. So get into a brand new Ford now with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $3,500 bonus cash. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-358-8090 or go to sunburymotors.com. The Labor Day sales event ends Saturday, September 1st, so hurry into SMC today. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket says,
wow, beer, $3.39 a six-pack.
Yeah, Bud and Bud Light cans, just $3.39 a six-pack, purchased by the 30-pack for $16.95. Brewers Outlet always has a deal for you. How about Seagram's Coolers, $21.98 a case? Arizona Iced Tea, big cans, $15.95. Brewers Outlet, we are your beverage supermarket. And don't forget about the Bud and Bud Light can special, $3.39 a six-pack.
Compare anywhere.
Big cat there at the end, sounding as ferocious as always. Kevin is jacked beyond words.
I am excited.
I mean, jacked beyond words to the point where I don't know if he can function today.
Probably not.
I mean, this is Christmas Eve to you.
Oh, there's no question. Week one? Listen, the best part of week one is everyone still has a shot at a PIAA state championship. I love week one.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Really?
Everybody.
Really?
That's right. Everybody. No one has been eliminated from the playoffs.
That's true. No one's been eliminated.
The best thing about week one.
Nobody's been eliminated. That's very true. That's accurate.
That's accurate.
That's very accurate.
Now, as far as college is concerned, Vanderbilt's probably in the worst situation in college football right now, losing 17-13 to South Carolina last night.
Happens. There'll be a lot of teams in the same boat with them after tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
Okay?
You're 100% correct.
Honestly, it's no big deal.
But technically right now, at this very moment, They have the worst record in the country, and South Carolina has the best.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, it may last for 24 hours or less, but at least South Carolina can say that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So nobody's been eliminated.
Nobody's been eliminated.
Not one soul.
Not one.
And you're excited.
I'm
because
excited.
You think you're going to Hershey.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You are excited.
I'm just excited because there's still hope.
It springs eternal, you know.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Now, so, you know, by 10 o'clock tonight, I know there's going to be half of the state of Pennsylvania's high school football teams that aren't going to be feeling as happy as we are right now.
Oh, boy.
However, it's only week one.
Absolutely. And I know that you're jacked. What time are you on the air tonight?
6:30. 6:30 from the Silver Bowl.
Silver Bowl, the 80th year.
This is the 98th meeting between a Sunbury Northumberland school and Mount Carmel.
Right. So, yeah, that's should be a lot of fun.
Now, if you're not excited about tomorrow, and I know you're Mr. Even Keel, you're Mr. Level, I just show up, I just call the game. You cannot tell me you are not excited a little bit somewhere.
I mean, I'm excited to do my job. I mean, I'm excited to watch them play.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people that are making the trip out to Beaver Stadium are excited about the tailgate food. They're excited about being able to tailgate. And you know what? As I said, for the blue-white game, I do miss that about college football. I do miss the tailgate. There are a lot of great smells at the tailgate that I miss because I'm not there. But there's a lot of people looking forward to seeing some football, too.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It'll be tremendous. And it'll be a great day tomorrow. And I, you know, obviously I've had a lot to say about all this all summer long.
But now it's finally discussion about football and the play of the game.
Well, I mean, and that's the part. I mean, Jack and I are both very excited about this. We were both very excited about it. Okay? Jack and I have talked repeatedly today about it. And we both feel that it is, I mean, look, he and I have probably talked, we usually talk a lot in the off season anyway. We have talked more, I mean, I'm not kidding. Sometimes it's 2-3, sometimes 4 times a week.
Well, you've had a lot to talk about.
Jack's going to go to the walkthrough this afternoon. They're doing a walkthrough at 4:15. And we're both excited to see what they're going to do. Did you lose sleep last night?
No. I slept really well last night.
Oh, good.
No, I've been anxious all day today, but...
No, I'll just get up and drive in like I always do. So.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, you know what I'm anxious about? I know what traffic is like around here the weekend before a holiday in the summer, and I'm a little nervous about that part of it. That's the one thing that always makes me nervous, is making it to these games on time. That's really the only thing that ever makes me nervous.
Would you like to leave now?
Don't sound so willing.
Barty's over there. Barty and I can have a good time breaking down the weekend.
But see, this is the problem. They don't let me in until 6 o'clock anyway. So it doesn't matter how soon I get there. I can't get in until 6.
You're the media.
I know. I tried last year going, hey, I know Steve Jones personally. We're friends. Really? No, nothing?
My way in everywhere.
You talk your way into Alabama without a pass.
That's true. I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, that's very true, actually.
But here's the real question, though, Steve. I know Jack's in town now. All right.
Yeah, he should be here by now.
Did he get a chance to stop off somewhere and get some Perrier for you? Because I don't want you to be without the water before the game starts.
It has to be chilled to a certain temperature.
Right. He has to bring it in a cooler. I know that.
It must be chilled to 38 degrees. That bothers you that you sat there and you watched that.
No, I just thought it was hilarious.
He always does that.
I thought it was hilarious.
I have never asked him to do that. Never.
Pardon me, Mr. Hamm, could you pass the Perrier?
Right. And I sip it during the game, whatever, along with just a regular bottle of water. But, you know, and we make a running joke about the fact that I need to have it chilled to a certain temperature. It doesn't matter if it thinks, you know, usually I get it. It's 85 degrees. it's sitting out somewhere.
Tell you what, for as warm as it is today, it may be a two-bottle game today.
Well, that's the case for you. Then Dick Hort's going to do most of the third quarter. All right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Look, it is the Labor Day weekend. It's a football weekend. You can't go into a football weekend without a stop at the beverage supermarket. You just can't. Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open right now at 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to LenapeSolar.com. On today's show, we will have Steve Aird, the assistant coach of the Penn State Women's Volleyball Program. Oh, what a weekend they have. It is the Nike Nittany Lion Volleyball Invitational. First matchup is Texas against Florida. At 8 o'clock, it is Penn State against Stanford. That's in Rec Hall. And then tomorrow at 7 o'clock, following Penn State football, Penn State will take on Texas.
I've always wondered how many people do like the double. I've been to several Penn State games where there's like a
volleyball game or something happening that they're promoting later on in the evening. I wonder how many people actually do the double.
Most. They said the Saturday night home matches
right
after football are sold out.
Wow.
They get over 5,000. It's a huge deal. And tonight is football eve in the stadium, which will be at, let's see, 6:45. The blue, it's the football eve, admission free, parking free. The blue band gets there at 6:45. The team gets there around 7:15, 7:20. They'll be done before 8. There's a men's soccer match tonight. We had Bob Warming on the show earlier in the week to talk about that. That's at 8 at Jeffrey Field. They're hoping for a record crowd. And then at 8 o'clock in Rec Hall, Penn State, Stanford, and women's volleyball. We'll have Steve Aird on at 3:35. Then at 4:06, we will bring in the play-by-play voice of Ohio University football, Russ Eisenstadt. So there you go. That's today's plan. And we'll do this in such a way where Mr. Fidgety over there will be able to get out in time so that he can drive like a madman, break 8 laws, go through construction zones 15, 20 miles an hour faster than he should.
You've never ridden with me. You have no idea how
I drive. So that he can get there at 5:22 and then sit there for 38 minutes till they let him in.
You got to stop talking to Richie. He always complains about how I drive, too.
Richie.
I said, listen, we've been doing this for 17 years. Dick You're Hort. Still alive.
Dick Hort.
Now, that's what's funny. Dick Hort used to be a driver's ed teacher. He's even funnier. He falls asleep so he doesn't get nervous in the car on these car rides when I'm driving.
Well, as long as it doesn't happen in the second quarter, I mean, really, I don't know.
Well,
really
that's happened once or twice myself, too, I'll tell you that.
That means you're not doing your job.
Exactly.
All right. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. What do you want to know about the football team? What do you want to know? Bill O'Brien was on the show last night, for the last 45 minutes. So we talked about a variety of things last night. And the team, by the way, for those who are going to the game, the team will arrive between 9:15 and 9:30 tomorrow. What they're going to do is that they're going to be dressed in gray sweatsuits. Gray sweatsuits, which I've seen. And then they'll dress in the stadium. The captains will be the first ones off the bus with Bill. The four game captains are being informed tonight at Toftrees that they are game captains. Okay? Those four individuals with Bill will be the first five people off the bus. The bus will leave Toftrees and will actually go to Lash Building, past Lash Building, and then take the traditional route into the stadium. So they're going to go from Toftrees, go on a route that gets them to Lash Building, which will then take them on Hastings, down Hastings, up Porter Road, then make the left turn onto Curtin and get out at the locker room. Four captains and Bill exit first. They'll be in sweatsuits. They will dress in the locker room and then go through their normal pregame routine. That's how it's going to happen tomorrow.
You know, I have a question for you. It's not directly related to Penn State, but it's the Big Ten SEC. If Denard Robinson of Michigan can pull off an upset, is that maybe a turning of the tide that the SEC may be not as powerful? I mean, or is this just way too early to say that? Because I hear a lot of the so-called experts talking about that right now.
Well, it'd be a great sign for the Big Ten. You know, especially in a year where the Big Ten's wounded with both Ohio State and Penn State not being bowl eligible. So, I mean, that would be great for the Big Ten. Also, they really need Michigan State to beat Boise tonight. I mean,
that's
a loss to Boise is still, yeah, but still a loss to Boise is not a good thing. Boise has nothing to lose. See, that's the one thing people have to forget about, have to remember about Boise. Boise consistently has nothing to lose. They lose, it's like, all right, well, you know, they're playing a bigger, more powerful team, blah, blah, blah. They win. Oh, the team that plays them has everything to lose. Beating them, you don't get a lot out of it. Just don't. Well, okay, it's it turned out Boise's just, they had their nice run, but that's what you get. Pressure's all on Michigan State tonight to win. Boise has no pressure on it at all. They can play loosey goosey, whatever, because look, they still nationally have no expectations. In fact, the only game they played last year where there were expectations was the TCU game. It's the way it is. The way it is. Wasn't the answer you expected, was it, Kevin?
No, but I've learned that I don't always get the answer I expect. But that's okay. That's okay, because I get a better answer.
All right. Boise's a darling, okay? They're still a darling.
I like Boise.
Right. But I'm saying, though, if you lose to them, it's bad, okay? You'll look down upon if you lose to them. If you beat them, you're like, oh, okay, you beat Boise. Okay? Michigan State would get more credit. They would get a lot more credit if they were to beat Georgia.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. You have to stop there. In fact, I may make the drive from here to go there because I think it's that good.
Oh, you can join me then in Mount Carmel. It's not far away.
I'll be going to the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, of course, sponsors the studio. Oh, and it's had a lot of use this week, believe me. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline, open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to lenapesolar.com. I was telling Kevin, TV people sat down with me this week, and they said, look, we'd like you to talk to you about how you're going to open the game. I said, no, we're not. I said, well, what we'd like you to say is, I said, no. I said, keep it to yourself. I said, when the moment comes up, I'll say whatever. I'm not going to can and open I think they come it comes out canned and it comes out rehearsed.
I agree with that.
I refused. I said, look, I said, what do you think? You just come up with 2K for LJ because you sat there all week and thought about it? The guy needs 279 yards to get to 1,000 yards. Was it 270? What did he need? 15? He needed 264 yards to get to 2,000 yards. You think I sat there and thought he's going to get 264 yards in the first half? Which is what he did? I mean, you don't think of those things. I don't think about any of them. When Joe won his 400th, didn't think about it. 409, didn't think about it. 324, didn't think about it. Because I want to have... You have emotions at the moment when it happens. I have emotions at the moment when it happens. If it's good, then they use it. If it's not, okay.
Steve, I want to pass this along for those traveling. There's a disabled truck at Duke and Water Street, Northumberland, blocking northbound traffic into Norrie. Traffic backed up. We'll have more coming up at the top of the hour here on WKOK. So, again, traffic very slow and congested all over the area, but a disabled truck at Duke and Water Streets in Northumberland making it worse for the northbound lane.
All right. Volleyball tonight. There's men's soccer at 8 after football leave. There is women's volleyball tonight at 8 following football leave in Rec Hall. Stanford, Penn State, the assistant coach for the Nittany Lions is Steve Aird. Steve, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve. Really, really neat weekend here at Penn State.
Yeah, it is a great weekend indeed. Last weekend, you got off to a good start at the KFC Yum Center. We're able to win 3. That is where the Final Four is this year. How well, and again, in the context that it's an opening weekend, so in that context, how well did they play?
I think well. I mean, we started out with two seeing two teams that were a little bit different than what we'll see in conference. They were smaller, a little quicker. They had good ball control, and we did what we had to do. And then, you know, a big-time match against Louisville. They promoted it like crazy. The Yum Center is beautiful. It is an unbelievable venue. And they had 5,000 or 6,000 people, and they were going crazy. And at the end of the night, it was relatively quiet. We won 3-0 and did some really nice things. So for the first weekend of play, I was pleased.
Let's get to the quarterback part of it. That would be your center. Do you like that start?
Yeah, she. You know, I've been doing this for, you know, 15 or so years, and I don't know if I've coached a player who, from the end line, when she goes back to serve, the other side, staff included, is holding their breath because she is such a weapon from the end line. Her jump serve, if you haven't seen it live, it's pretty unreal. And she can rattle off. Against Western Kentucky, she went on a 12-0 run by herself with four or five aces, and just a scary, scary girl from the end line. Her setting is getting better. You know, she's a really good athlete who is a setter, and we're trying to develop, some of the things that you need to do at a very high level to beat some of the best teams in the country. But she's a really hard worker. She's a special kid, a pleasure to coach, and she was good in her first weekend.
Typically, how many options does a setter have on the floor?
Depends. Typically, you got three or four. You know, the very best teams are looking at four or five. So for us, if we've got three hitters in the front row and one out of the back row, you're looking at three or four options every single time the ball's in play.
So, I mean, you know, because that's one of the things that I talk about in basketball all the time. How many three-point shooters do you have on the floor? If you have one or two, all right, you're not that it's going to be a struggle. If you have 4 3-point shooters on the floor, you got something. So if she has 4 options, that gives you a multitude of sets you can run.
No question. And she's a left-handed kid with a big arm. So if other teams decide to ignore her, she'll just turn and crack the ball on the second contact. And she's been getting better and better at that. So she's a matchup problem. You know, she's not the biggest kid. She's probably 5'9", 5'10". But she's tough, competes like crazy, and I think she's got a great skill set. Pretty good position for us for her to be leading the charge.
Yeah, and Bonnie Bremner, by the way, was always very good with the left hand when she decided to take it herself. That
no
is
doubt.
An effective weapon.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now let's get to Stanford. Stanford, traditionally outstanding. What have you been able to get from them in terms of a read that they have early?
Yeah, it's, you know, and you know this, Russ and this staff, we work pretty tirelessly on trying to find out what the other teams are doing and have a great plan for the kids. We feel pretty good about what we think they do. I think the problem is I'm not sure Stanford knows right now what their best plan of attack is, and that comes from depth. They have, arguably the number one recruiting class of all the freshman kids who came to play at Stanford. They've got a lot of depth on their roster. They've been moving kids around, trying different systems. So I think we have an idea of if we were coaching that team, what we'd want to do or what we see. But they're with them every single day, and they know who's healthy and they know who's in a groove. So for us, we'll give our kids the best information we can, and then when the lights come on tonight, we'll see how it all works out.
What kind of gauge do you have on your depth?
We were a little bit deeper. We have a couple kids that aren't active right now, but we could be, could be really, really scary if all of the pieces were running and firing. But like every other team, there's things that come up, and you've got some depth concerns. I think right now we've got enough personnel to be, a top five, a top ten team if they develop over the course of the season. We have enough personnel now to make a run at this thing, and we have.
Let's talk about the back row pieces, Steve, because Russ, if there's any coach I've seen over the years that really puts an incredible value on, really puts value in it, what do you see if you bring a back row? How
for Russ, I think core, we were spring, Kalina doing her best, the knowledge that she had, need to be dug there, but it's all Louisville. In the match at Louisville against where we passed as well as we'd done since I'd got here in the spring. So I was pleased with that. Our playing at home helps. Option being as good as it is this weekend is gonna put some pressure on us. But playing at home is a huge advantage when it comes to passing and understanding the event that you're in. So I think it's gonna get better. We've got a lot of kids who have a pretty good feel for it, but it's about consistency. It's like anything else. You can have all the tools. You've just got to do it day in and day out.
I know, let's take a college football schedule. If you notice, most college football teams, Penn State's included in this regard, they'll take, quote, a marquee area. They'll make it the second weekend of the season, give themselves a weekend in, then a marquee in the second. Alabama was a good example of that the last 2 years. This is weekend number two for you. Do you like the placement of this tournament, the fact you already have something under your belt?
Yeah, no question. And I think, you know, the genesis of this tournament, Steve, was Russ X number of years ago called Stanford and Texas and Florida and said, hey, I think it would be great if we got together. You know, he thought that he spit out some numbers today at our luncheon about number of national championships and number of conference championships. And these are four elite programs that are playing at rotating sites over 4 years. So this is our turn to host. You know, I think the second week is a really big deal. And because you kind of the jitters are gone, I think there's a certain amount of pressure when you play at home and it's you've got the nerves of being at home. But the second weekend, at least you're comfortable enough that you say, hey, this is starting to look like a lineup, and let's see how we gauge ourselves against some of the best programs in the country. And it's not like college football, because college football, if you lose a game, you know, it's insurmountable at times to come back and try to win a national championship. But for us, if we lose a match on Friday or a match on Saturday, it tells us a lot about ourselves. We get to gather a lot of information. And at the end, it's a positive thing no matter what the outcome is.
Playing on back-to-back nights is a fact of life in volleyball. It always has been. So you have to go back-to-back, which means you have to have back-to-back scouting reports. So give us a quick read on Florida, because that will be next tomorrow night, and that will be at 7 o'clock.
Well, we've got Texas tomorrow night. Florida is playing.
Texas. I'm sorry, Texas. My apologies.
No, that's okay. And then Florida plays early today against at Texas. So that's part of our plan against Texas. We'll see them play Florida today. We have all of our initial scouting stuff done against Texas. They actually played a midweek match at West Virginia, and we were able to take a good look at that and make some general assumptions about what we think they're trying to do. We'll see them tonight before we play. Typically what will happen is we'll put all our notes together. We'll scout their match that's at 4:30 today. And then after we play Stanford this evening, we'll be in the office pretty late trying to put together our final notes for a coach, and then he'll take his information. You know, I think they're both equally important. You know, our approach has always been to give the kids an all-nation what we can they can have for water and are prepared.
It will be at 8 o'clock tonight. That will be after football eve. So football eve will be over probably, I would guess, about 7:45. So fans will have plenty of time to go over to Rec Hall. And that's one of the reasons why it's an 8 o'clock start, so it's after football. Tomorrow after football will be 7 o'clock. You've been around this a long time. You just mentioned the 5,000 to 6,000 that they had at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. And you said one of the things was eventually they were quiet, but the atmosphere was great. What, in Rec Hall, the way that's designed, what kind of home court advantage does that give kids?
It's a whole different environment. You know, when you put 6,000 or 7,000 people into a facility that's kind of like the Bryce Jordan Center, at times it doesn't seem that overwhelming. The difference with Rec Hall is the people are on top of you. I mean, that's number one. The crowd is on top of you. The band is great. The people are loud. And then number two, people in Happy Valley love volleyball. I mean, they're intelligent fans. They know what's going on. They understand the game. And that makes a huge difference too. So when you get the student section going and they're really excited about being back and supporting us, and you get a very good booster base and booster club, and you get some unbelievable fans who know what's going on, it gets really, really loud. Tonight it'll be hot, which a lot of teams aren't used to playing in, that we're totally comfortable playing in. And you know, I think that mix makes it one of the best college volleyball venues in the country.
There's a lot of work, and I'll make this the final question because I know you have to get back to work. But there's a lot of work involved in the job. But still, what's it like for you to be back?
You know, it's the best. I don't know other than say it's the best. Every day I get to work with a really good friend, and I think I told you this last time I was on. He's people in Happy Valley and State College need to understand just how incredible Russ Rose is, not only as a coach but as a man. And yep. And his ability to teach me every day and help me get better and mentor me was one of the main reasons I came back, because he's just incredible. to be around every single day. And, you know, someone asked me earlier if I'd be nervous. It's hard to be nervous when you're riding shotgun with him. I mean, you just feel prepared. You know what you're doing. I've got a good feel of what the kids need. And I just feel really, really lucky to be back. It's a special place, a special time of the year. And, you know, I'm just blessed. It's a beautiful thing.
You also had a guest speaker this morning that was very motivating.
Yeah, let me tell you, Sue and Jay Paterno came to our luncheon with all four of the teams, and there might have been 400 people in the banquet hall over at the Nittany Lion Inn, and Jay Paterno spoke for about 5 minutes. And if you weren't ready to compete after listening to him, you have no pulse, because he was unbelievable. He spoke about competing and understanding big moments and testing yourself against the best. He went on to say that his father thought Russ Rose was one of the greatest coaches, you know, that we have, and one of the greatest coaches in the country. And to hear all of that packaged from Jay and see how much he cares about the school, you know, to me it's just unbelievable how incredible that family is. And he'll be at the match tonight. He's a big fan, and we're really lucky that he's around the program. And you know, he's just a wonderful guy. And Sue got a huge round of applause from our booster club and our people who care about the program. And it was a really neat event.
Joe always told me there's no better coach on this campus than Russ Rose. He always told me that.
Yeah, Steve, unbelievable.
Thanks. Yeah. Steve, thanks so much. Best of luck tonight with Stanford. Best of luck tomorrow night with Texas. Again, tonight is at 8. That will be after football eve. 7 tomorrow after football. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Steve Aird with us. As women's volleyball rolls on, not just high school football tonight, there's also women's volleyball. I've tried to point out to Kevin many times, it's a big, wide world. We'll come back with more. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Football team about 20 minutes away from their walkthrough. And walkthrough probably lasts less than a half hour. No, Jack's going over to it.
How do they do a walkthrough? Is it helmet, shoulder pads, and shorts, or is it just shorts?
Today they're going out in their workout gear from the weight room. So workout, you know, if it's colder, sweats, if not shorts.
So no
shorts,
helmets or pads or anything?
No, definitely no pads. They probably will go out, I'm going to guess, with helmets, but sweats. That's it. So...
That's a hot day to be wearing sweats.
Well, or shorts. I mean,
oh, okay.
Short sweats, whatever. Short sweats, whatever.
All right.
You know, they'll all go out. It'll be the same thing. My guess is they'll all be in shorts today, and so it's just their workout gear. They won't have numbers on or anything like that. So, and they just want to go over the last second things. They'll have meetings tonight at Toftree's. Quick meeting tomorrow morning at Toftree's. They'll board the buses. They'll also have religious services, which that's a standard here. They will take the route from Toftree's. They will go to Lash Building and then just go by Lash Building and then come up the usual way. Cross on Hastings, cross University Drive. University Drive, make that left down to the bottom of the hill at the track. Make a right, make a left on Porter, come up the hill, go past Medler Field, in between Medler Field and the Jordan Center. Make a left on Curtin, then arrive. They'll do that 9:15 to 9:30 tomorrow. The idea is to try and get there by 9:30, but I'm telling everybody 9:15.
Which means it's a tailgate breakfast.
Right. Just so you know. I mean, because the tradition had been they got there at 10:30. Bill said, boy, we're a whole hour early. He said this to me last night. We're a whole hour early. I said, no. They said, Bill, they dressed at Lash Building. I said, they got off the bus and they're ready to go. I said, you guys aren't dressing until you get to the locker room. He goes, he looks at me and says, that's a good point. I said, that's why I'm here.
See, that brings up my question. Is tomorrow a breakfast tailgate or an after-the-game tailgate?
You know what? It's Labor Day weekend. It's whatever you please. As long as you go to Brewers Outlet, the Beverage Supermarket on Reagan Street, to make sure you're fully stocked,
You can have whatever you want.
You can have a nonstop tailgate.
The specialist in that is Sarah Bartlett. She's coming up with news at the top of the hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.